The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Okay. Question. We have a residential cleaning business, but also interested in commercial cleaning. Suzanne gave great advice. Nah, she's terrible. It's the worst. Don't listen to her. She's actually smarter than me. Don't tell her, she'll know, but she's actually fantastic. Great advice about considering focusing on one and getting it right, but I should present the question on the call. Yes, I'm so glad that you asked that question, Johan, because I would say, 80% plus of the people that start a cleaning company consider or go down that path. There are a lot of benefits to getting a coach. One of the best ones is to telling you what to do is really helpful. Depending on what it is, telling you what not to do can be even like, wow, you know, saving you 10 years and hundreds of thousands of dollars of headache is, in my perception, worth as much or more than making you more money. I'd rather save the pain than go easier. And I try to break things into, I don't try, I break things into three categories with the coaching. One is, here's how I do it, but there's lots of ways to skin the cat. Here's what I do and what I coach, and here's why I coach it, but you do you. This isn't a big deal. Two is, this is a big deal. This is going to cost you pain and suffering. I'm going to jump up and down a little bit more. And then level three is, this is non-negotiable. You can't win in this. And me telling you which category the question you're asking is in helps, right? Because if it's a one question, it's like, it really doesn't matter. I'm like, do this. You're like, I'll do that. And who cares, right? It's not going to make or break. And you'll notice as you go through the program, there's certain things that aren't included. Those are all those top level three, do this, do that. I'm happy to answer questions and tell you why, but it's not going to make your business, certainly not going to break your business. Who you choose as your client is absolutely a number one thing. If you choose the wrong client, you are done. Period, end of sentence. You can't make a great company with shit clients. I shouldn't say that. That's definitive. In my pretty vast experience, I've never seen it done. I've certainly never done it. I'm guessing there's some guy in New Zealand right now with shitty clients making $1 million that I've never met, but I've... I wouldn't make my career path winning the lottery. Like, I know people win. That's not how I'd go about getting to be a millionaire, because it's just not for me. So picking the right client is absolutely number one. I have been doing this for 7 years. I have personally coached pretty sure thousands of people. Non-personally, one to many millions of people, literally one-to-one, like I'm coaching you. I'm pretty sure thousands, certainly hundreds. If you include live audiences, whatever, in stage, certainly thousands. I'm pretty sure it's thousands when I think about it. I have never seen anyone, that's not true. I've seen that I can recall. I can recall two specific businesses over almost a decade and thousands of people that broke $1 million and did residential and commercial. Neither were had freedom. Like, the companies that we coach passed $1 million, make $200,000 or $300,000 a year, and they travel all the time. They might work zero. One just bought another $3 million business. And he's starting that because his business runs. So zero made it past $1 million with the lifestyle that they want. I can't remember their specific profitability. My gut tells me it wasn't as good, but I don't remember specifically. That said, of those two, both of them were in business over 30 years. So it would be my contention, they both did it in spite of having two clients, not because of, right? So it just made it so much free. And they were both right at $1 million. These weren't like five. I've never seen like a real, like $5 million company or even a three. Never, ever. It's not even, they would laugh at you. The million is like, well, if you're in business for 30 years and you work in the same place doing the same thing and you work your head off, you could maybe, but again, it's like, there's no extra points for style or for hard, right? So why make it hard? You're paying me to make it easy. So there's nothing morally wrong with it, but I can't emphasize strongly enough, how does an emotional response to a logical problem? The emotion is, it'll be fun, it'll be new, it'll be exciting. And those can all be true. It can be fun and new and exciting. But the analogy I would make is, I'm married to a amazing woman, and I'm guessing, and I'm 1000% committed to her, and she's flawed, less flawed than me by a lot, but still flawed. And I could look at, I could see Haley and say, Haley's strengths are where my wife's weaknesses are. And I could go, well, the heck with it. I'm going to go be with Haley. And I cheat on my wife. And Haley and I have a tour. Sorry, Haley. You were just adjacent to Johan. She's like, what the hell did I get involved? I don't want any part of this. And we have a tour love affair. And for 1 to 3 months or whatever, all's great. Because everything my wife's not, Haley is. And I feel great. But then the reality comes in of like, well, there's real life. And all these flaws that my wife doesn't have that's amazing, I discover in Haley. And I realize there's no perfect woman. It's just different flaws, right? And whatever she was missing in her relationship, she finds the same thing about me. And we go, the grass isn't greener on the other side or with the other person or with the other niche. It's greener where you water it. So I can't emphasize enough, the adulteress is often the other business. Like it'll, and I use the relationship thing, because any of us have been in a relationship have probably looked across and seen someone. And then when we come to our senses, if we're with the right person, like, oh yeah, I'm sure there's this sexy allure to this person. But when the real life kicks in, it's just a whole nother boatload of problems. I don't want to deal with that either. So the business is very much like that. You'll see, if you're in residential, you look at commercial and go, oh, that could be amazing. If you're in commercial, you look at the opposite. And yes, there are some strengths that commercial that residential has and vice versa, but you miss the weaknesses, right? I only see the shiny, beautiful part of Haley. And then, you know, once we're in this horrid affair, now all of a sudden, you know, it's a real human being with real flaws. It's like, oh my goodness, I had a real human being with real flaws, and now I just made a mess of the whole thing. So I just want to encourage you. I only jump up and down and fight for things that are like, I don't think this would not put you out of business. Certain things like lying, cheating, and stealing, not getting paid in advance for large customers, having a cost of goods sold out of whack. Those will all put you out of business. Definitely level 3. You can't do that. This is like, it won't put you out of business, but by good, it would like handicap. Like I could cut off both your legs in a hospital. It wouldn't kill you, but if you're a marathon runner, it's going to make a real big difference in your performance. I would say it's that. Like you can go into business, but it would really cost you years and years. And all my millionaire mastermind people, 60% of them fought me because they either had them or wanted them. And they're like, well, I don't want to say anything. I'm going to get in trouble with Mike. And then they come forward 3 to 9 months later. I had it and I didn't. And 100% of them, I can't say 100% of the people that have either been in it and quit. Yeah, not either, but been in 2 and then quit. Were like, oh my God, I should have done this so much earlier. And I've never had anyone go from 1 to 2 and go, that was the best decision I ever made after the first 90 days. Like, you know, the first month or two, it might feel exciting. So I'm only going into that so deeply because it's a big deal. Like, again, it won't put you out of business, but as bad as it can be without absolutely killing your business, it'll just cost you years and years and years, decades if you're too dumb to quit earlier, and hundreds of thousands of dollars, not to mention the frustration. So other than that, I have no strong feelings.
Hey, amazing people, you may have noticed we don't sell a dadgum thing on this podcast. We don't allow ads. The only ask I can ever have of you guys is if you dig the show, for you to spread the word and share so we can change as many lives as possible. Literally, it'll take you 5 seconds to give us a great review, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you as a listener and value the gift of your kind words. Now, back to the show.
Question. Pricing breakdown. We are on a theme today, ladies and gentlemen. I've been quoting monthly prices to prospects. Good. But then I think they get shocked by the large number versus quoting per cleaning. Don't think that. Then I have some that instantly try to do the math and divide by 2, and I have to tell them it's 2.16. Perfect. Okay. So do you recommend quoting a price? No, you're on the complete wrong track. Let's just reshift your focus. And this is so common. This is such a great question, Raina, because I promise you, you're the one that asked it. So I'm going to scream at you like a crazy person, but everyone else is doing it going, oh, I'm so glad Raina asked. So she'll yell at her and I could just take notes and be like, oh yeah, I'm doing that same. So everyone's really appreciating you taking the verbal bullet I'm about to shoot at you. So 1000% of the time, guys, and I should have talked about this with Haley and Nikki. So we're really doing a deep dive on pricing. Okay. So 1000% of the time, nah, that's not true. The vast majority of the time, well over 90%, when you get a shocked price, you're either in the wrong house or you do not have pain. It's like 98% of the time that. So if you're in a trailer park and it costs them, they own their trailer free and clear, and their rent for the dirt under them is $439, and you quote $400 to clean their trailer, there's nothing, you were in the wrong house. you shouldn't be in that house. You shouldn't have gone on that bid. Something has gone wrong in the marketing, in the pre-screen. Something's amiss, right? So there's nothing, we're not going to switch to, oh, well, that trailer guy freaked out because of that. Should I do 2 cleaning as opposed to one? No, don't get, you see how you're solving the wrong problem. You got to get the hell out of the wrong person. However you present the pricing is not the problem. Okay. Now let's say you're in the right house, right? This is a home that can afford it and they have kids and they need it and they value their time and they make good money and they're your perfect prospect. And they're like, how much? 99% of the time you did not get paying. So you did a bunch of stuff and I'm coming after you guys. You're like, oh, should I do this? Mike, see me do my sales calls. You do a bunch of, what are you frustrated with your cleaning? And you run your hand, what you think is really subtly across the thing. And then you look at it with disdain because there's dust and they tell you all about how there's dust on the ceiling fan and they don't like it. And you're like, I did great. And then you give them a price to solve that. And they're like, $500. I could get up there and get that dust off in 2 minutes. What are we doing? So you did not get paying. Same thing comes when you ask for budget on the commercial side and people won't tell you budget. It's because you didn't get paying. So let's just do a quick paying conversation, right? You be the mom that is like, won't give you any paying and has nothing. And we'll just role play and we're recording it. So just be present in the acting and you can go back and listen to the sales call. Cool.
Yeah. You want me to do like you're the lady did last lady, night?
Yeah. You're the shocked at the price. Cool.
Okay. That was the lady yesterday.
You ready to be her?
Sure.
All right. Hey, Raina, thanks for inviting me out today. I know we set these ground rules over the phone yesterday when we spoke, or today, whatever, but I slept and then I forgot. So just to be clear, for whatever reason, if I don't think we're the absolute best, I'm here to figure out what your problem is and help you get a solution. If I don't think we're the best in the world to do it, you're still okay if I tell you no thanks, correct?
Yes.
And vice versa. If you don't like my look, my price, my haircut, you'll tell me to get the hell out. Fair?
Yeah.
Cool. And if we're not able to disqualify each other, what do you want to see happen next?
A quote, right? Cool. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if I'm like, oh my God, I know I can solve this lady's problem. And you're like, oh my God, this guy can solve my problem. What would you like to see happen?
Oh, get on the schedule.
Done and done. Gotcha. Just want to make sure we're clear. We still have 20 minutes uninterrupted time. I can ask a bunch of questions about the problem so we get clear on it before I offer to solve it. Fair?
Yes.
Okay. For those of you guys like, what is that? Module 6.1. Those are called ground rules. You would have done it on the call beforehand. And it's the first thing you do. You reset the ground rules on the walkthrough, which is module 6.2. All right. Now we're going to do a real pain conversation. It might take 20 minutes. I don't want to bore the pants off these people. So we're going to do it in about 5, but you'll get the idea pretty quick of, holy crap, he got the pain in like 10 seconds. So what made you invite me out today, Raina? What's not working?
My current cleaner is not doing a good job.
And that affects you how?
Because it's stressful. I don't have time to fix it and to have another cleaner.
So you don't have time. What happened when you say stressful? How's that stress showing up? Like parent, you got husband yelling at you, kid yelling at you, internal. Where's the stress coming from?
Husband, because it bothers him too. Okay. So then he gets mad and I get mad and now we're looking for a new cleaner.
How often would you say you guys get mad at one another because of the cleaning?
Repeat your question.
You just be a normal, you don't have to be that exact person. Just be a normal human being that you think you can't get pain from. Raina, you just told me that you and your husband get mad at each other. You have fights over the cleaning. How often is that happening?
Every time she cleans.
So what's that, weekly, every other week?
Yeah. Every other week.
Okay. So every other week, as opposed to coming home and feeling phenomenal about how your house looks, you and your husband both come home ready to battle.
Right.
Goodness. And how's that fighting between you guys affecting the kids?
It's not.
Really? You are a better married couple than I am. So you guys can fight and it doesn't affect your kids negatively at all? You gotta be the first couple on the face of the earth that's able to pull that off. I'd love to know how you do that. And you're laughing, but I promise she is not gonna be laughing because she's really having fights with her husband and it is affecting her kids because she knows it's not great. And I'm gonna go into, is this taking time out of your self-care? When you fight with your husband, how long does it last? Does that ruin your day at work next? Does that affect your ability to earn money? I promise once we've gone to the pain, the $500 is going to be nothing. It's going to be the cheapest thing she's ever done, but you're not associating with real pain. You're saying she wanted to say superficial and you see how you laugh. That's what she's going to do. People get nervous. Notice I didn't laugh. I stayed serious because it's a serious problem. Oh, you know, sometimes I just want to kill myself. Ha 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 ha. I'm like, that's not funny. That's a real deal. Like sometimes I fight with my husband. How's it affect your kids? Oh, it doesn't. They're great. You notice I didn't bite that bait at all because you're full of shit. Of course it isn't. Come on now. Rain, I'm here to help. You said you gave me permission at the beginning to ask questions to really understand what this problem is. I'm here to help. If you're committed to getting the problem, I will fight like hell to get you taken care of. If this isn't a big deal, let me know. Get out of your hair. If you're not going to play nice and you're not going to really have a problem, I'm out. So if you're like, it's fine, everything's fine, I love it, I have no problem, my kids are great, I'm great, everything's great, good. Call me, you have a problem. Goodbye. See how you're not selling any, you see how my energy is like this? I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm not trying to get you to do anything. I'm trying to get you crystal clear on the problem. And if there's no problem, I'm leaving. I'm not going to try and sell you something you don't want or need. I'm going to be like, all right, well, if and when this becomes a real issue, let's talk. And no offense, as charming as I am, you wouldn't have invited me into your home where you had to get dressed and clean it up so company's coming or whatever. If there wasn't a problem, it's a pain in the ass. You know what I'm saying? It's like me going to the doctor and he's like, what's wrong? I'm like, nothing. I feel great. He's like, what are you, insane? Like, no one comes to the doctor's office just to see what's going on. So are you okay with that frame of they wouldn't have called you out without a problem? I guarantee to you. I ask permission. Hey, I can ask a bunch of questions. We're going to get to the bottom of this problem, correct? And you said yes. If you say no, I'm not coming out. No, I just want a price. On what? To clean my house. For what end? I don't know. Don't worry about it. I don't clean houses. I solve problems. And if you'll allow me to help you get to the bottom of the problem, what it's costing you, why it's such a big deal, I'm happy to offer that service for free. If you just want to bid, but you're not going to tell me what I'm bidding or why it's important or how, what's going wrong with this that's causing you need to do it again, setting us both up for failure, I'm not interested in that. So if you want me to help you solve your problem, we can have an adult conversation. I'm going to ask real questions. We're going to get to the bottom of it. And if I can help you solve it, by God, I'll help you. If not, I'll try and turn you on to someone else. If you don't really have a problem or you're not willing to have a real conversation, there's 1,000 people to give you a cheap bid to come out there and dust up. So if that's what you want, here's where you part friends. If you want some help, let's talk. So with you, it's like maybe they're hoping it's going to be $200 a month and they know it could never be more than $800 a month. So they know about what it's going to cost. They've invited you into their home, which is wildly intrusive. I promise you, no one's going to. How many of you guys have invited a vendor to your house to give you a bid and you weren't really interested? You weren't hoping that you couldn't buy that thing because you don't want 9 other vendors and you had a, anyone? That's crazy. No one would be like, yes, come to my house at a certain time. I want to call. We're going to go through all this. They freaking want, I promise they don't want to say no. They're like, no, I want 7 other vendors to come. I'll get 1,000,000 bids. Like they just want to give you to give them a reason to go, yes, solve my problem and leave me the hell alone. I don't want to deal with this anymore. So help them with that.
That's cool. Does okay. that give you I'm glad she was like not having it yesterday because I don't think, although she was my niche, she was very rude. They didn't want to open up. I was trying to ask questions like that, but they were just so like.
Well, if they're rude, they're not your niche. So by definition, if you don't like them, they're not your niche. Really important that it's not just they have money they're willing to give you. They have to be people whose problem you want to solve. All of you guys, myself or whoever your coach was like, yes, we want to spend time with them for the next 2 months. Yes, we want to help them solve their problem. Yes, they're nice people who deserve help. Not like there's other people that have money. They're just a pain in the ass. We're like, no, thanks. So same thing. If I'm getting as a cleaner abused by Paige, sorry, Paige, you're just under Renee, Reina. She's like, I'm nice. And I got to go to Ellen's house. Well, now Ellen's not going to get good service because Paige beat the heck out of me. Or I might just quit. And then nobody gets my services because you were too weak to let Paige in. So don't fool yourself that they're your niche and they're a pain in the ass. So that can't be, your niche would be a core values match.
Okay. Well, I guess that's where I struggle. I didn't know what to, like, I don't know what to tell them. Like, I'm sorry, you're really rude and you're, I can tell you're gonna be a pain in the butt. Goodbye.
The perfect thing with module 6.1 is you said through, if for whatever reason, I don't think you're a good fit, can I tell you that? And they say yes.
So what did they say? Why?
So remember earlier, you go, I just don't think we're a fit. I don't understand your problem. I don't think we're the best in the city to solve it. You should find someone that gets, and I would say nice things about them and means it's not you, it's me, right? Like if I'm breaking up, I'm like, Reina, you're just a terrible human and I've never been attracted to you physically, emotionally, spiritually. You're just repulsive in every way. Like, I guess I could say that. What I'd say is, oh, it's just where I'm at in my life. You're a great lady. You're a great catch. I'm sure you'll do great. I'm just a pain in the ass. My standards are insane. I don't want them talking about. I'm on drugs right now, right? That might make you feel better about life as opposed to being confrontational. So same thing. Reina, I get that you want to follow the cleaners around and you feel a nickel's fair price. And that's absolutely, you deserve every bit of that. Unfortunately, we're not the right fit for that. I don't think we're going to be the ones to be able to provide that service. I'm sure you'll find it. And I'm sure you'll find a much better fit than we are.
Hmm.
See how okay. easy that was?
So yep. I'll be sweating bullets when it comes to be my turn.
Yeah, it'll be fine. You actually get addicted to it. Saying no is so much better. You get all this power because before you're like, this lady's a total BITCH. And I'm like, please, Randy, can I have your money? Can I please be? And now you're like, yeah, no, I don't think so. And the fun part, yeah, that, I see you, Jessica. She's like, not anymore. That game's over, kid. The fun part is when they start begging the other way. Well, hold on. I think, why can't we? And then the cool thing is I will give them a chance and then I will be honest with them. Got to be honest, Randy. You told me you want us to be here 8 hours and you don't want to pay anything and you're going to follow us around. That all sounds like a huge pain in my ass. If you trust us to do our job and pay fair for it and get the hell out of our way, we can talk. But if you want to micromanage everything, do it yourself, lady. I mean, I don't want to be a jerk about it, but and sometimes they'll be nice. High D's like me on a disc profile, high dominant, will bully until you punch him in the face and like, oh, okay, we can be friends. Like, you know what I'm saying? I keep pushing you. And if you keep getting pushed, I'll just keep pushing because I'm insane. But you push me back. I'm like, oh, okay, now I can relate with you on an equal term. So sometimes when you set the law, they'll be like, all right, great, that's fine. Half the time they're like, no, I can do that. You're right, I was being a dick, my fault. Can I stop? Can we be good? And you're like, who's this guy? He was just waiting for you to show him that you could handle him or her.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me. But like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share it with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now, 602-932-6431. Give me a text, say hey, can't wait to meet you.